Dungeon Delving Delinquents is an improvised podcast featuring violence and profanity. Adult supervision is recommended.
Dungeon Delving Delinquents.
So, you guys want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, if we have to.
Welcome to Dungeon Delving Delinquents, the hottest new D&D actual play podcast in the world. My name is Nikki, and I am your Dungeon Master. Over the course of this podcast, I will be leading you through the Dungeon of the Mad Mage. So if you're worried about spoilers, sorry, can't help you. This week, I am joined by my five favoritest orphans.
So, hello, my name is Emily. I play Sarek. He is a Dragonborn wizard, and he is a bronze dragonborn, and he has spent the past length of time, several years, studying at the university, and so he has wizard robe, and he has big Coke bottle glasses or whatever the universe equivalent of those would be. And he has a very fun, pointy wizard hat so that you know that he is a wizard. And it is blue and it has silver stars and moons on it.
Yeah. I am Mary and I am playing Finnegan the Red, who is a young kobold, about a full mature 10 years old or so. It's a little tricky to say. Like everyone else, Finn is an orphan and was picked up from the tragic loss of her tribe by an adventuring group, and which has led her to want to become an adventurer and led her into feeling very, very extra about her magic and the use thereof, as Finn is a sorcerer of the draconic sort, and she stands about 2 foot 1 inches tall, about 25 pounds, weighs about the same as maybe, let's say, a miniature poodle kind of thing, and is got patchy pink scales, mostly found underneath people's notice.
All right, I'm David. I'm playing Small and Cute, who is a red kobold, fresh off of a tour with the Wild Comets. And yes, I'm of average height for a kobold, of 2.5 feet tall, and have the most gorgeous blue eyes, exactly what you would expect from the auxiliary percussionist. And he's got a shiny new breastplate that he just picked up from a fancy shop in town. It weighs almost as much as he does, and yeah, you never see him without a couple drumsticks in hand and typically a pipe as well.
My name's Marika, and I play Trokar, the blue dragonborn tempest cleric. Trokar is about 6 feet tall. She's pretty muscular, means business. She's got right now splint armor, so she's pretty much decked out with her warhammer and shield and ready to fight. But she puts on a show. She's not that scary. She kind of is, but she's not.
And I'm Matt. I'm playing Timbeshk Myrdal, the black dragonborn ranger, otherwise known as Timmy. He's a bit short for a dragonborn, coming in at around 5'10", but pretty fierce, got a silver short sword in one hand, regular short sword in the other hand. Actually, just kidding. He has scimitars, not short swords. And he wears a nice white cloak everywhere he goes.
That's going to get dirty really fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he knows. And he's been a bounty hunter running missions for people in Baldur's Gate and Waterdeep for the past couple years.
Oh, I just realized that I have not updated my character sheet in Roll20 to match all of the stuff I did on paper.
Well, you've got time.
Well, paper is my source of truth. So.
Shouldn't need roll 20 today for anything.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, how's everyone doing?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Pretty chill.
Hey, guys. You playing Dungeons & Dragons, or?
So, you all arrive at the gates of Waterdeep.
Oh, wow.
The gates, huh?
Wait, did we meet somewhere else?
Well, I was wondering if we were meeting at the gates.
Yeah, are we meeting at the gates, or are we meeting in a bar, or what are we?
Up to you, right?
Yeah, up to you. What did you guys agree on?
What did we agree on?
What did you agree on? You're the one meeting us.
I was told that y'all would be there on a day, and I appeared on that day.
Well, right.
But I would imagine I would be there early in the morning, and I don't know if the rest of you would be.
Right now, I'm imagining that Finn and Small have rolled up to the gates of Waterdeep and are looking at them.
Okay. I think I would already be inside Waterdeep.
Okay.
So,
all right. We will meet.
I think I am in the town, but the two of y'all are just hanging out. Yeah.
Well, we're all together.
Yeah.
Are we?
The rest
well,
of
Finn,
us.
Small.
We're going to find you then.
That's okay.
Yeah, we're going to go find you. We know we have the directions to a bar somewhere in town.
Yeah. So let's say Timmy, Trokar, Finn, and Small, we're all adventuring. So we would all be together.
Okay. So I'm
let's just say, because there are a lot of gates in Waterdeep, let's just say that y'all agreed to meet up at the Yawning Portal.
That sounds good.
Cool.
I like that.
Okay. So the date is the 15th of Hammer.
Okay.
It is early afternoon when the four of you arrive at the gates of Waterdeep. And entering, and Sarek, this is something that you experienced when you showed up earlier. Mm-hmm. As you pass through the gates, you feel just a slight resistance. Like when you're walking out of like air conditioning into a hot room and you sort of just like feel it hit you,
mm-hmm.
which those among you who have magical training, which is all of you, mm-hmm. are aware that there is a magical ward around Waterdeep to keep out dragons. Mm-hmm. And so you imagine this is just a little bit of your residual dragon DNA reacting to that ward as you pass through.
That's going to hit me pretty hard then, because I got a lot of dragon in me.
Yes, Finn, you have a lot of dragon.
I'm very, very draconic. You don't even know.
You're the most dragon of us dragons.
Damn yes. Right.
Yeah.
Finn says, 2 feet two of pure concentrated dragon.
Yep.
Just staring all the way up.
Well, I have to stare all the way up if I want to be able to meet Trakar and Timmy's gaze.
So you arrive and you follow directions to the Yawning Portal. It is a very popular spot for adventurers, so when you ask the guards for directions, they don't even give you a second glance. And you arrive at the bustling tavern, even though it is, you know, early afternoon. It is definitely packed. Small.
Yeah.
You have immediate deja vu.
Yep. I walk in and you hear me go, oh, fuck. Why did it have to be this bar?
What happened in this bar?
I don't know yet.
What?
What?
Okay, remember, y'all, we're looking for the wizard. For the wizardiest wizard. I got a letter from Sarek, and he says he's a wizard now, so we gotta look for a wizard.
Over there?
Sarek, we know what Sarek looks like.
He's like a...
Where in the bar would you be sitting? You know, would you be at the bar? There's a... To describe it for you, this is a huge tavern. There's a bar. Mm-hmm. There is a big stone well, like right in the center of the ground floor with a pulley and a rope going into it. There are two levels of balcony that also have tables at them. Where would you have chosen to sit?
In a corner, so not at the bar, in a booth. Are there booths?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm in a corner booth, and I... let's see. Poker. I'm playing poker, and so it's a group of people, and it's whatever the universe equivalent of, like, a card game.
You're playing some Three Dragon Ante over in a corner.
Yeah, Three Dragon Ante over in a corner, surrounded by... Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And I have a very... And I have the hat. I think the hat is the first thing you'll see, probably.
I like to imagine there's at least four people wearing a hat like that.
Well, there are not a lot of Dragonborn in here right now. So you're able to quickly narrow it down to probably that one over there in the very ostentatious wizard hat playing card games in the corner.
Now, it's been 5 years, but I'm willing to guess that that one right there is Sarek. What do y'all think?
I think let's go get him.
We walk over.
I would guess that most of you are able to notice that Small is definitely looking warily at this big pit.
And if you're scared, I can hold your hand.
Be like, no, it's okay. It's just, I feel like there's something bad down there.
Should we go look? It's gonna start.
What kind of, how far away are we from it? When we're here?
Timmy, you know that is your way down into Undermountain.
Well, Small, I'd say we should not go down there just yet.
Wait, we're
you
going
do not
down
want
there.
To see what's down there, no. We will be going down there soon.
Wait, that's where we're going?
Yes, we're going down that hole. I've been telling you this for months.
Dang, that's a deep voice. Yeah.
Someone at a table nearby overhears this, and they turn and look at you and go, you're going down there?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they'll turn to the guy next to them and go, 3 gold says they don't last an hour.
Wait, I thought you said we were going into a cool underground cave thing.
Well, that's a hole, is it not? It's going underground.
Different underground than I think. That's all I was thinking, huh?
That makes some sense. I'm going to need another shopping trip.
All right.
Well, I always like shopping, so...
Yeah.
I could go shopping.
I will glance around the bar, and do I see anyone who I feel like I could probably buy something off of to help the trip just go a little better?
Ah, good question. Make a perception check.
10.
Okay. You notice, in addition to Sarek's card game that's going on, you notice a couple other shady corner tables that you could probably go scope out. You also notice there is a bard in here sitting on a chair playing a lute. And you notice that he keeps looking and trying to make eye contact with you.
Ah, do I recognize this person when I look over at him?
No.
Okay, cool. I will kind of look around. Stop on him for a second, tilt my head slightly because I see he's staring at me, and then look elsewhere. Following, you know, this is all well, I'm following the rest of the group over to Sarek's table.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do any of the rest of us notice the bard staring at Small?
Timmy definitely does with his great passive perception, but no, this is a very crowded place, so nobody else notices. Because the bard could be looking anywhere, really.
Then I abstain from making my funny comment. Fine.
Finn is going to march right up to Sarek's card game.
Okay.
And go going to amiably punch him in the knee as is custom greeting between Finn and Sarek.
Yep. Okay, so what do we roll to find out how I was doing in the game before Finn crashes?
Oh, I'm not crashing. I'm just, you know, punching you in the old knee in a friendly way.
So do me a favor and roll a d6. Okay. And I'm going to roll a d6 for your opponents, and we'll see who's doing better.
Okay. That was off the book. There we go. I got a 5.
Okay. Your opponents got a 3. So you're not wiping the floor with them, but you are definitely making a bit of money here.
Okay. How?
Sarek!
Quinn?
Sarek! Brother, it's so good to see you. Hug the leg.
So I was absorbed in the game. So I look up and I see the rest of the party.
Yeah, and there's your family.
Awkwardly wave.
Trokar would try to go in for a hug. Because she's like, oh, it's been so long.
How's that go?
Yeah.
Do you accept the hug?
Yeah, do you accept the hug?
Yes.
That is hesitantly as it sounds.
Yep. As just sort of just let it happen.
You're used to that.
The people you've been playing with sort of get the feeling that the game's probably over now that these four people have walked up to you, so they kind of like collect up their money and kind of awkwardly slide out of the booth.
Yep. And I sweep my earnings and toss it into my purse, whatever baggy thing. Hello, y'all.
Go ahead and add 12 gold to however much gold you had.
Okay, thank you.
That's actually really good.
He's been waiting for you for a while.
Yeah, and he's good at three dragon ante apparently.
Nikki, speaking of the bard that I noticed staring at Small. I'd like to just read his surface level thoughts, see what's going on over there.
Oh, okay. All right, everyone else cover your ears. You do a little surface scan, and his thoughts are essentially along the lines of like, that guy looks kind of familiar. I wonder, wonder if I can get him to take care of this for me.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right, everyone can put their headphones back in.
Okay.
But yes, the family is all back together.
Hello. Yeah.
And the next two things on your to-do list are, one, to, you know, catch up on whatever you want to catch up on.
Sarek, it is so good to see you. Were you getting all my letters?
I was, Finn. I was getting your letters. I'm so glad that you sent them to me.
Yeah. Did you know you can write letters back?
I wrote a couple. I did write letters, but you were moving around, so I didn't have your address. It was hard for me to figure out where you were sometimes.
How was Wizard College?
Right. Wizard College.
Yeah.
The thing that I have been doing for the past 5 years. College. It has been good, I suppose. It was magical.
I think it is so cool. We both learned magic.
Yeah.
Closer than ever.
Yep. We are. Very close. Much closer. Yes.
All right. So, yeah, you guys are just sitting around at a table in the Yawning Portal Tavern. Yeah. Okay. You've got time to catch up, talk about whatever, share some of your past adventures.
Yeah.
We're all busy asking Sarek how they've been.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have been well, I suppose. School is interesting. I am learning things. So if I use a cantrip, do I cast it? Is that the phraseology?
Yep.
Okay, so I cast Prestidigitation and I do sparks in the air.
Nice.
Oh.
That's magic.
Yeah. 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 Wow. I can do magic. See. Dancy hands.
Oh, you learned that at your wizard college.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Wizarding. Wizard
and
college.
Since we're all spellcasters, we're like,
Small actually looks down at his spell sheet and goes, I'm good. Okay, yeah.
I could do that if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been studying at the School of Illusion. So that was the focus of my studies. And I have made progress. And I have learned wizarding things. And then I left.
I did get a letter that you were in some kind of fraternity.
That's right.
What's a wizard fraternity like?
It is crazy. These boys, you will not, I cannot believe. I mean, they're just almost all straight and obnoxious and just very, very annoying. And none of them are cute, unfortunately. So,
but they're straight.
Yeah. I did not meet a boy, by the way. I'm sorry. I do not have a boyfriend who is waiting for me.
Okay.
Aww.
So I am still single and doing okay.
Should
and I'm not bitter about it at all. And it would be best if nobody asked any further questions in that regard.
So you're not with this Jim anymore?
Jim, no. No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Jim Cork abandoned me.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Which
fraternity was that you were in? Which fraternity was it that you were in?
The Romulus fraternity.
Oh.
Yep.
So were you there at our show?
Which show was that?
Where exactly is the wizard school?
It's in Candle Leap?
Candle Keep.
Yeah.
Candle Keep.
Okay. Oh man, what's a town near Candle Keep?
Baragost.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we played Baragost, and there were a whole bunch of students there.
Oh.
And, yeah, I believe.
You must have played during Rush Week. We go into Baragost every year for Rush, for the fraternity.
Oh well, then that would explain a lot of things.
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah.
It was loud. It was very loud.
Yeah.
But there were some cool people there. There were some real cool people in the crowd.
Yeah. No, it was fun. I mean, I had one particularly memorable rush, but I think it would have been after y'all played. Would it have been like 2 years ago?
I was there last year.
Last year. Okay. So I wasn't there for the rush last year.
Ah.
So I don't think I saw your show, unfortunately. I wish I had known you were there, though. I would have come and seen you.
If I had remembered where you were, I would have had Finn write you a letter.
I like it when people write me letters. I write them too.
So wizarding has been going well. Jim is no longer in my life. The less we say about him, the better.
That blackguard.
Yes. The scallywag, as it were.
Scallywag.
And yeah, school has been fine. I have learned many things.
Many magic things. Small, I want to know what it's like to be in a band.
Oh, it's really cool. It's, you know, just traveling on the road, just all the time on the road. And Small just kind of stares off for a second. Yep, that's about it. It's just lots of time on the road, and then you play a show. And then you do it again.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun. But adventuring has already been way more fun because we can skip the show part.
Yep. Adventuring has been super fun. I've really enjoyed the parts where we get to break things. It's a lot like when I was working on my construction crew. And sorry, I don't know if you got my letters, all of them, but I did tell you about how I got the crew. I got a job on the crew.
Yes, I did get that letter.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yes. I'm a demolitions expert and it's so much fun. And I got to break things in our last adventure. There was like this door and I got to knock it down. It was so cool. It went right through. Boom. So much fun.
I'm glad you found your passion in life, as it were.
Okay.
You have a unique skill set.
Boom! Again.
I look around awkwardly at the bar, make sure no one's, like, worried.
Bomb, trap, bomb.
By all the kaboom, kaboom.
And the sparks from earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. No. A couple people look your way.
They see.
They see Finn. Weirder.
Yep.
Finn is doing a minor illusion of the door mid explosion.
Hey fam, it's me, the disembodied voice of your DM, and that's Elliot, our studio manager. Thanks for being here. If you're having fun and want to support the show, tell your friends. Tweet about the show using the hashtag DNDDelinquents, and we might use your name for an NPC in a future episode. We don't pay to advertise the show, so we really rely on your support. We don't have sponsors or merch on this show. So, if you've got some extra cash burning a hole in your pocket, we'd like to recommend donating to the Exotic Bird Rescue of Oregon. As a bird parent myself, they are very near and dear to my heart. EVR is a nonprofit charity that takes in rescued, abandoned, or surrendered parrots and songbirds. The birds are then placed in foster homes until a suitable forever home is found. These birds need healthy diets, cages, toys, and veterinary care. Your charitable donations ensure the birds are kept happy and healthy while they wait to be adopted. To make a one-time or recurring donation or to sponsor a bird, go to ebroregon.org/donate. If you live near Portland and want to add to your flock, check out all the sweet beans looking for their forever homes. We aren't sponsored by or affiliated with Exotic Bird Rescue, just personally invested in making sure every bird gets the love and care it deserves. That's all I've got for you today, fam. I'll see you back in the dungeon.
After a couple minutes of Fim talking about explosions, Trakar would be like, so should we discuss what we got, like, came here for?
Yeah,
we should probably catch everybody up on that. Go ahead, Timmy. Like, pat him on the back.
At that moment, Small will just sneak away and go talk to that other table that you were talking about.
Oh, the one you saw in the corner?
As soon as Timmy starts doing his, like, all right, guys, here's what we're here for. Small is gone. Okay. And I was like, I don't know what we need to do, but he's just going to go over and just try to talk to them and see if he can, like, exchange 5 gold coins for an amount of something.
Yeah, make a persuasion check there, Small.
13. I've rolled back-to-back 4s.
Aww.
On the 2 dice rolls on roll 20. Back-to-back 4s.
Yeah, they look at you kind of funny. But then one of them shrugs and passes you a little.
Hey, this is DM Nikki from the future. Our recording stuff died, like, at the worst possible moment. So essentially all you missed is Small bought some herbs from this table in the corner. Timmy started his speech about what to expect in Undermountain. Small slipped back into the booth about
30 seconds into the speech, and I will let the gang from the past take it from there. Okay.
All right.
As you were.
Where did I leave off?
You had just finished.
It's not going to be like a fraternity treasure.
We're going to go get money. Yay.
We're going to get money. Yep. And then Small slid back in.
And lit a pipe.
Yes, and lit a pipe.
If you need to make any preparations before we go down, now would be a good time. I suggest we leave at around noon.
What time is it now?
Like 11:45. 2 in the afternoon.
So yeah. Tomorrow?
So tomorrow at noon.
Or we can leave tonight. Why not tonight?
Ready to go? Is anybody else ready? I'm ready to party.
Yeah.
I heard all sorts of stories about the Undermountain. I heard there's an ancient dwarf hall down there that's full of treasure and full of like mithril. And there might even be like old abandoned dwarf families down there. It sounds really cool.
We should probably get rations before we go.
Do we not have food already?
Y'all don't travel with rations?
Do we not have food?
I mean, we do have rations, but I can also supply us with good berries during our travels each day.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, very nice, very nice. Which I feel like we would have known, but
yeah.
That's fine. Well, I think it's always better to start on a good night's sleep and then go down, especially since this will be the last time we probably have anything like, you know, hot food, beer, beds.
Good point. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Sure.
We can delay by a day. That's fine.
Do we get a couple beds at the yawning portal for later tonight? I guess. And go get whatever we need and. Yep. I see you tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah.
That works.
Probably. And that also gives us time to wander around and see if there's any, I don't know, just in case there's any shops that we want to buy something that we see.
So you guys are, you know, having this conversation and discussing, you know, doing some shopping, sleeping for the night, going down tomorrow. A dark-skinned woman in a white robe and head covering walks over to your table and says, I'm terribly sorry. I couldn't help but overhear. Are you planning to go down into Undermountain?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the plan.
My name is Obaya. I am here from Chult. I am seeking magic items and spell books to take home with me for my queen. If you happen to find any while you are down there, I would be more than happy to pay top price for anything you're willing to part with.
That sounds like something we could do.
Where did this woman say that she was from, or who was her sponsor?
Chult.
She says she's from Chult.
Oh.
Is that a place or?
Yes, it is a jungle area quite far south of here, if I remember my map correctly.
Okay. What is the role to see if someone is, if I can tell if someone is lying? Is it insight, investigation?
That's going to be insight.
Okay, so can I do an insight check?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So that's a 5. So probably not great. But do I get anything?
What do you tell?
I mean, you don't get any feel that she's lying. She seems perfectly nice and honest.
Okay.
Now, when you're speaking top dollar for magical items, what's your price?
Well, for a common magical item, for instance, I am authorized to spend 10 platinum.
For uncommons, I have a budget of 50 platinum. For rare, it is 500 platinum. And should you perhaps find some very rare magical items, I have been given authorization to spend up to 5,000 platinum for them. And for spell books, the payment will also be in platinum, but it will depend on what level of spells are written in the book.
Wow.
Wow.
So for these bracers that we have, they are known as bracers of archery. I would suspect that you'd be able to pay 50 mm-hmm. platinum pieces for them.
She will at least one of them, both of them, if you offer them from you and mm-hmm. look them, and she'll cast a little spell and go, "Oh yes, no, this is exactly." And she tuck them away in a bag and pull out a pouch mm-hmm. of 50 platinum pieces and offer it to you. And she will say, I'm here most days if you find more items of value.
So wait, this is from your queen is buying magic? Who's your queen of chults or
yes.
Why is your queen collecting magic things?
It is not on me to question Queen Monoxenare's will. I simply do as I am bid.
Okay.
Totally fair. As long as you're paying, I do not mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep an eye out, I think.
Trokar, you recognize that this woman is wearing, sort of tying off her ring, is a holy symbol of Joaquin, who is the god of trade.
I'd be like, yeah, this is fine, this is legit. I would also be like, ah, you serve Joaquin. I serve Tisha. Would she have heard of that?
Her eyes will widen a little bit and be like, oh, I did not expect to find one of his followers here. It is lovely to meet you.
Yeah, we're pretty special.
I am very happy to be working with another woman of faith.
Yes. And then I would, if she's interested, we would just sit and like chit chat for a while.
She'll chit chat for a little bit and then, you know, excuse herself to go back to, you know, her food and what she was doing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she tells you guys that she's here most days if you come back with more magic items.
Okay. As she walks away, I'd be like, yeah, she's legit. We can trust her. I think we should sell her lots of things so we can get lots of money.
Timmy is like going through all the platinum counting.
It is all there. Yep.
We can do like a group fund of the magic stuff we find and put it in the, keep it in the bag of holding for now. Does that work for everybody?
Sure.
That sounds good. I was planning on hitting up one of the black markets I know of in town to find something for our adventure tomorrow. If somebody would like to accompany me.
Trokar would look at you and be like, what are you talking about going to a black market? We do not go to those places.
You do not go to those places. You are usually sleeping. I go to these places.
We are people. We do not frequent black markets.
Fine, I will not
frequent a
black market.
I really
decidedly not making eye contact.
I probably shouldn't. Yeah.
If you go, I will go to make sure you don't get into any riffraff.
No, don't worry. I have a code.
Trouble.
No trouble.
No trouble.
No trouble.
No trouble.
I would rather frequent a small business owner.
All about that base.
In Waterdeep.
It's all about their base. About their base.
I think we should go frequent a small business owner in Waterdeep.
that is legit so that we can help them support their family.
What are you trying to buy, actually?
I don't know.
I'm looking for another scimitar. A fancy scimitar.
A sword.
Fancy scimitar.
A scimitar, yes.
Yeah, we should go look for fancy weapons. I'm interested in this too.
But why? You have a perfectly good weapon.
Oh, I have one perfectly good weapon. The other one's very shitty. I've had it for many years. Would you like the shitty weapon? I can give you that if you think it's perfectly fine.
I have one sword. Why would anyone need more?
That sword is as tall as we are. I don't know. Maybe. But no.
Do you think while you're at these places that we do not frequent and I shall not talk about, if you see a magical warhammer, could you pick it up for me?
I will think about that. But in layman's terms, Timmy is looking for a +1 scimitar if he could find it, or anything that is fancy.
All right, we can go black market traveling tonight.
Okay.
Later on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I'll go, but I will not be happy about it.
This might not be happy. It's fine.
I will help you try to find a place.
Finnegan will be at home here. Finnegan can be at home a lot of places.
I probably shouldn't, but yeah. It'll be faster if I show you.
All right, Small. No getting into trouble, you hear?
Oh, no trouble. No, I don't want any trouble at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, everyone, no jail.
By the way,
they handed us these things when we walked into town, right?
What
things?
The paper when we walked into town?
Oh, yes, the laws. Yes, you were all given a copy of the laws.
Oh, yeah.
I've been studying them very closely. And they seem really self-explanatory and simple, so just don't do anything that you wouldn't do to your mother.
Wrong crowd!
None of you have mothers.
Yes.
Trickart instantly looks sad. Small, that's not a kobold thing. You know that. We talked about it.
I understand the concept of a mother. I just don't have
it's
one.
Speaking
I've met people who had mothers, and they didn't tend to kill them or extort. Well, actually, don't go off the people that I've met. I can read a book.
So, are we going to go to the black market?
I guess.
I mean, if you're all finished with your drinks, we could go, but up to you.
So as you guys are, wrapping up your drinks and whatever, bar snacks you got and deciding that, maybe it's about time to head off and try to do some of your shopping before tomorrow, you hear Finn not so much over the sound of everybody talking right away, but you also hear a k-ch, 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 like a clanging sound echoing from the hole in the middle of the tavern.
Ooh.
And it starting closest to the well and then rippling out through the tavern and up into the balconies, people start calling, "Pull them up! Pull them up! Pull them up!" And behind the bar, the bartender pulls a winch and the rope and bucket that have been hanging above the well fall down.
Mm-hmm.
And Timmy, with your good hearing, you can hear what sounds like someone like climbing up the side of the stone. And then the bartender starts pulling the rope back up from the dark well. And some people near the back are shouting like, Who is it? What's happening?" And the people near the center sort of lean over and squint down into the darkness. And one of them calls, it's an orc and a halfling. And someone else goes, Oh, I think it's the green party. And then there is a mixture of reactions. A table next to you, somebody goes, God damn it, and starts, you know, counting out money and handing it over to someone else at the table. And at another table, someone's yelling, I told you, now pay up! And an orc comes climbing over the stone edge of the well and immediately begins shouting for a healer or a cleric or anybody, you know, please, my friend is hurt. And the rope comes the rest of the way up, and there's a halfling standing on the bucket holding the rope, and he jumps off and runs over to the bar and slaps down some coins and goes, please, there are three more. You have to pull them up. Please, you have to pull them up. And the rope goes back down, and he joins the orc and sort of running around everyone being like, does anyone a healer? Please, our friend, he's hurt. Anyone, please. Are you volunteering?
That was Trocar volunteering. I realized that doesn't... What?
It's an audio medium.
I know, I just realized that this is a podcast, so my visual cue did not come across. However!
I've been sitting over here miming, smoking a pipe for the last hours, so you're good.
Time everyone stare at Trocar.
I will raise my hand.
All right, the orc, who's the one on your side of the bar, will see you and be like, oh, thank God, and, like, come, like, grab your hand and, like, pull you over towards the well, where
can
at this point...
Can the orc muscle me?
She can try.
I don't know how well she can, but I'll let
her pull
me.
Depends on how much you're resisting.
I'm not, so I'll let her.
She just kind of, like, pulls you along. And around this time, the bucket is coming back up from the well, and there's a half-elf sitting, sort of holding the rope with one arm, and holding an almost identical, but unconscious half-elf with his other arm. And he will sort of swing the unconscious one over to the orc, who will help sort of pull him out of the well. And the orc will sort of frantically explain, like, we were down there, and there were drow, and there were arrows, and I think he's been poisoned. Can you help him?
Definitely try. Poison, I don't know what I can do about, but I can definitely heal him up.
You're looking for do you have, like, protection from poison, or, like, a lesser restoration?
No. Not that I prepared today.
I'm that cleric, ready to roll.
But I do have cure wounds I could provide.
All right. Do you try that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You cast a cure wounds. Go ahead and mark off the spell slot. And go ahead and roll for healing too. May as well.
Okay, and you know what? I'll give it, since all we're going to do is go to the black market today, I will give it in a second level spell slot.
Very generous of you.
Since, you know, I'm a good person.
Well, it's a good thing I did the second level spell slot, let me tell you.
Okay. What you got?
So that's a 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I said, good thing I cast it up.
So you lay a hand on this unconscious half-elf, and you channel some of your healing energy into him. And some of the bruises and cuts you see sort of, like, fade and close up, but he's still unconscious. And so the twin looks at you and is like, You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. And the orc kind of, like, holds him back and is like, it's okay. It's okay. And sort of, like, scoops the unconscious one up and is like, we'll go to a temple. It'll be fine. We'll go to a temple. And the three of them will leave.
At least he ain't dying as fast.
And then the final member of the party comes up on the bucket, and it is a calico-colored tabaxi.
Ooh.
Who nimbly jumps from the bucket out of the well, looks around, catches the eye of the halfling, and is like, what happened? It's like, they're going to the temple! Let's go! And they will exit together. And the commotion in the bar will slowly die back down, and people will finish resolving their bets on, you know, like, how long they thought the party was going to survive down there. And everything just, you know, bard picks back up, and everything just goes back to the way it was.
Do you guys think that maybe when we go down there, we should be ready for poison?
Probably.
That seems likely. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I could prepare that in the morning.
Okay. That sounds good. That's a good call.
Nice.
Well, it's fun though. I'm really looking for how I'm gonna. Okay, Finn is going to go climb on tables or go over to take a straight line over to the. Over to the portal, the big hole, and he's going to peer down. How far down is it?
When you are glancing down, someone at a table nearby will lean towards you and say, it's a 140-foot drop. You don't want to fall.
I can fall. I can go down there anytime I want. I mean, I
don't
want to go down
there. All right, your funeral.
I'm going to bristle a little bit, I think. I'll show you. I'll be back tomorrow.
And on that note, that's where we're going to call it for tonight.
Okay.
Woohoo.
All right.
We will pick up next time with a trip to the black market, I guess. We make a hobbits in a hell with the shire.
Hooray! I'm living, that's a death of the maybe. It's like a Dungeon Delving Delinquents is recorded in front of a live bird audience. It is edited and produced by Nikki Wolf. Theme music is Let's Get This Terrible Party Started by Ninja Sex Party. This week's players were David as Small and Cute, Mary as Finnegan the Red, Marika as Trokar, Emily as Sarek, and Matt as Timmy. For updates and fun bonus material, follow us on Twitter at DNDDelinquents. If you like the show, tell your friends. Tweet about us with the hashtag DNDDelinquents, and we might name an NPC after you. My name's Nikki, I am your Dungeon Master, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Dance break!
What second level spells do you have?
Other than the ones I know, I have like Spiritual Weapon and Aid.
And did you say Tempest or?
Tempest.
Yeah.
So, you know, mostly combat things. So, because that's, you know, what I was planning on doing.